call this meeting to order. This is the Education Subcommittee of Ways and Means, and it is Wednesday, the 26th? April 26th. Oh, time flies when you're having fun. We're going to be looking at the Board of Licensed Social Workers today and hopefully moving their budget. We've been given the permission to do that. So that's, I will open a work session on Senate Bill 5509.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This is the budget bill for the Board of Licensed Social Workers, and I'll just kind of start walking you through that. So the 2017-19 LFO recommended budget for the board is $1,723,281. That's all other funds and six positions. That's a 14.7% increase from the 15-17 LAB, 3.3 from the current service level. The board will have an ending balance that is sufficient to equal about 4 months of operating costs. And we'll start walking through the specific recommendations unless there are general questions.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So the first...
And Barbara's going to need the motion.
Yes, I'll move this onto the side. So the first item is just to note that statewide adjustments, which are the DAS adjustments and the Attorney General, are removed from this, and those any adjustments that will be made there will be made at the end of session. There is one package, Package 100. That's for the eLite online licensing and database. This is a board that has not had as many software tools for online work. That package will take care of that. The package is for $55,664. That is the only package and other adjustment.
Questions?
Mr. Co-Chair?
Senator, Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, sir. I was trying to catch up and everything. How many months is there any balance? Is that concerned?
Mr. Chair, Representative Wisnett, there is no concern. It's 4 months operating. Okay. They had a fee increase last session, and they're doing fine from a revenue standpoint. Sufficient to cover this on an ongoing basis.
Thank you.
Okay. Additional questions? Madam Co-Chair.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the... I move that we accept. I move the just that. Okay. I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5509.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there any objections to the motion? That motion is adopted.
The next thing we'll
co-chair.
The next thing we'll talk about is the performance measures, just briefly. The key performance measures for the agency, if you recall, that's one of the items we talked a lot about. They have had issues with complaint resolution timeliness, so we are recommending just a couple of modifications to their targets. So for timely complaint resolution, their last reported result was 8%. We're moving that target for 2018 to 50%, 2019 to 75%. The board is taking actions to improve that, and with some of these other changes, believe that that will happen. The other change is just to move their audits, their continuing education audits, to a target of 100% because they're sitting right at 99% and doing very well, so we're recommending that target move to 100%. Those are the only two changes to performance measures.
Okay. Yeah, complaint resolution at 8% isn't very good. Okay.
No.
Questions of anybody?
Mr. Co-Chair, I do recall their discussion about with the increase in use of their services that had driven a lot of the complaint and the combination, I believe, of reallocation of staffing through the online improvement as well as kind of continuing to work through their increase in staffing and such that they got in the last biennium. I know that was I know we will be eager to see some results there. Okay. I move the LFO recommendation on key perform. Oh, did you have a question? Sorry.
Other questions?
Okay, sorry. I thought I saw him waiting at me. I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Okay. The motion is to adopt the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Are there questions on the motion? Any objections to the motion? Key performance measures are moved.
There is one amendment, so it's the dash ones, and that is to change the amount that was in the bill from $1,705,951 to $1,723,281 to reflect the discussion we just had.
And motion on the dash one.
I move the adoption of the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 5509.
Discussion? Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Co-Chair. Teresa, is there any state general fund money in this budget?
Mr. Chair, Representative Wisnett, there is not. It is all other funds.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Any objections to the motion? Motion's adopted.
And
now we're ready for the main motion, I believe.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5509 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion? Objections? Okay. We need carriers. Madam Co-Chair?
Happy to.
Would you like to carry this to full and to the House?
Sure.
Okay, we can do that. Senator Thompson. I'd like to carry this to the Senate.
Does that mean I have to vote yes there?
Oh.
Okay, I'll carry it.
That's exactly
really?
What it means.
We've never had a carrier that voted no.
Technically, though, I don't believe that's in the Senate rules.
Senator Thompson, it's a courtesy that if you carry a bill, you should vote for it.
Yeah.
Senator Thompson will carry to the Senate.
It didn't always happen.
No, it has not always happened.
That's true.
Donna did.
We're trying to do things according to Hoyle here. Okay, Teresa, where are we now?
I think you finished that item, so.
Yes, we did.
Probably can close that work session.
Close the work session on 5509 and open additional public testimony on 5524.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Could I request unanimous consent that we reopen that hearing and allow Representative Hernandez to vote on those motions?
Okay. Any objection? We will reopen the hearing on 5509. And Diego, how do you vote?
Aye.
Diego votes aye, so it's unanimous. And now we will close work session on 5509.
Diego, I hope you wanted to vote.
Yes. It's a little presumptuous.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes they don't want to.
I know.
I did.
Yes, good.
As a social worker.
Yeah. I know.
Why did you have a conflict of interest? Did you declare?
Oh, that's it.
No, I'm not licensed.
There we go. It's okay then.
He's just an amateur social worker. <That's right.
laughs> Trying to keep you out of trouble there, Representative.
That's right.
Moving on, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. We're harassing poor Diego.
The other thing on the agenda today is to finish up any public testimony from last week, both Monday and Tuesday. We left a few names on the bottom of the sign-up sheets. We tried to contact everyone. We were successful in contacting a lot of folks. I only see one name signed up. So, Joe, if you want to come up. If others want to sign up, please do now. Just so we get it on the official record. And I would also suggest, since this is sort of covering both the public universities budget in HEC and the OHSU, please sort of at the beginning say which one
and
you're interested in.
Better open a public hearing on Senate Bill 5524. And please identify yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Co-Chairs Monroe and Barbara Smith Warner, and members of the committee. My name is Joe Basler. I work for Oregon AFSCME. I'm here speaking specifically on OHSU's budget. OHSU does a lot of great things. They are also our largest employer. We have over 5,000 members who work at OHSU, and they're very good employer. We don't always have a perfect relationship. They're an incredibly complex, large institution with a lot of moving parts. And I should say that every department we have a sort of different relationship with. But one of the best things about OHSU is when problems arise, which they will, they're always there to listen and to work with us to come up with solutions. They always give a voice to our workers, even when they don't like what we say. And it's been a really good working relationship for as long as I've been at AFSCME for over 10 years. So that's all I really wanted to say. I promised I would come in and give them a big thumbs up, and that is now done. So thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Is J.P. Strother here from OEC, or Jenny
Dressler?
Come on up. Go ahead.
Good morning, Chair Monroe, Chair Smith Warner. My name is J.P. Strother, representing OEC, and I'm actually providing testimony with prior approval from the committee administrator for Angela Crowley, who could not be here today. Thank you for the opportunity. OEC supports recovering the $9.4 million of funding for the OSU statewide public service programs that was reduced in the governor's recommended budget. OEC recognizes the contribution of OSU statewide public service programs to all Argonians, students, farmers, ranchers, elected officials, children and youth, and the environment. We also acknowledge the statewides are essential for achieving goals in OEC's areas of interest, reductions in the use of toxic chemicals, improvements in water quality and water efficiency, providing community health services, and climate change adaptation and resilience are all supported by the research and outreach efforts of the statewides. Our work with the Clackamas Pesticide Stewardship Partnership has shown us how effective extension staff can be in coordinating and dissemination of information to producers, delivering IPM workshops in collaboration with IPP staff to nursery operators and Christmas tree growers. Monitoring has showed measurable reductions in pesticides in streams where growers participated in workshops. Maintaining funding levels for the statewide's budget will avoid elimination of valuable staff because most of the funds are used to cover personal costs. The primary tool the statewides have to manage their cost during budget reductions is through the elimination of positions. And because many positions with the statewides are shared appointments that have both teaching and research responsibilities, there will also be impacts on the university's education enterprise. The elimination of research positions also inhibits OSU's ability to compete for federal funding. OSU estimates that every dollar invested in the OSU statewide leverages federal grants, capacity funds, and private donations for nearly $10 in economic benefits to the state. OEC is convinced any reductions to the budget of the statewides and the consequent loss of staff positions will have severe negative consequences for all Argonians. We urge you to ensure that the OSU statewides retain sufficient funding to continue providing support, knowledge, and expertise to both urban and rural Argonians in every corner of the state. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there questions? Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Chair Monroe, Chair Smith Warner, my name is Jenny Dressler, and I represent the Oregon Farm Bureau Federation. I am here today to also testify in support of the OSU statewide programs and restoring that $9.4 million. This is hard testimony to follow up. Oregon Environmental Council did a fantastic job describing the benefits of these programs. We at Oregon Farm Bureau have been strongly supportive of OSU statewide. It's in our policy book. The program provides critical research and development dollars to our industry and to the public at large. In 2015, we were here asking you all for essentially a service level increase or restoring service levels at Oregon State University, and we received $14 million and participated in the vetting of candidates following that for some of those positions to support the industry. So for the pollinator positions, the slug position that you heard about a couple weeks ago, or was that last week, and then the dairy position as well. So at Oregon Farm Bureau, we're very supportive of these programs. They provide great benefit to our members and to members of the public. That's also why we supported Senate Bill 805, and I thank Senator Roblin for introducing that legislation, and those of you who have all signed on to support that as well.
But we're different.
We want to communicate our appreciation for the $3.3 million that were restored through the co-chair's budget, the most recent cuts budget that came out. We saw $3.3 million. That leaves about $6.1 million left to funds that we don't see the elimination of positions that Oregon Environmental Council talked about, and that'll keep us at that same service level that we had in 2015 to 2017 biennium. So today we are respectfully asking for the recovery of those dollars, and I am here for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
All we need is more revenue.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you very much. Statewides are critical. Mm-hmm. I've always given them priority. So we'll just have to see how the revenue picture works out. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Is there anybody else that wished to testify on 5524? If not, we will close the public hearing on 5524. And Mr. Wilson?
Chair, that concludes today's business. Tomorrow there's a work session on the health licensing boards, which is actually probably multiple work sessions because there's a number of boards that fall under that. We'll make sure that if that has changed, we'll let your offices know. Next week, we do, and the next 3 weeks are phase two type of things. We do not plan to have meetings Mondays. We'll have them Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. Next week's agenda will be not in this order necessarily, but stuff on English language learners, Oregon Promise, some community college follow-up on high-cost programs and property tax, and then assessments. Actually, I think assessments are on Tuesday. And then the following weeks, you'll hear things on the statewides, follow-up on those that were not covered, Measure 99 outdoor school, and a number of other topics that we'll fill that time with that you expressed interest, or the questions that you asked showed the need for some follow-up on those issues.
Mr. Coach,
Senator Thompson is brokenhearted that we're not going to meet on Mondays anymore.
I could see that.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Chairs and Mr. Wilson, a lot of the K-12, I'm not in the policy. You're in the policy committee. Do we need to have some sort of brief information about ESSA and how that's going to, I mean, we're going to get assessments, but until we know what our ESSA plan is, how are we going to discuss assessments? I know there's a group working on the Oregon ESSA plan. I don't know if you're on that ESSA plan, but all education, K-12 education, is changing as a result of ESSA. Yeah. How do we fit in, or how do we make budget decisions on the K-12 if we don't know what the Oregon plan is?
Yeah. Rep. Wisnett, I know that that was another – ESSA as a whole was another topic on our list that I know we had – I'm not sure where we ended up prioritizing it, but we can try to move it up. I know in the assessments the idea was to get in kind of a range of districts to talk about the impact both on their teaching time, on their bottom line, kind of how it fit into their overall – how they function as schools and as districts. We could potentially – and it's a great point about ESSA – and we did, as I said, talk about that. That came up as a list of things that Doug pulled that folks had mentioned. And it's a good point. It's that assessments continue to be an element, regardless of what happens at ESSA. It's a big part of what schools do anyway. But it's a great point. You're right that we need to figure out how that's going to fit into it.
But clarification, Madam Chair, or Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
There is a committee. I don't know. You're that's planning, and they're working, and I understand we haven't submitted it yet, but and it's being run by Dr. Noor. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. But I don't know what else that would reach into as far as the K-12 budget. Yeah. But
let's see if we can maybe fit that in.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I will check on it. Part of the issue is timing. Not sure exactly how much would be available this point of session, but I'll check.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything else, Madam Co-Chair? So we will be meeting tomorrow.
We anticipate seeing you all tomorrow.
At the usual time, and we will see you all then and there.
CSS education.
CSS education. And there.